from one of the great soundtracks of the 80s, Crush Groove, the Fat Boys rapped, $3.99 for all you can eat. Well, I'ma stuff my face to a funky beat. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. And I was really right there. You in my life, you got me alone. You in my life,
you got me alone. Gretchen actually rolled her eyes to that.
I roll my eyes at most of them.
Well, that was a big one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, welcome to episode 69 of the Fat Man. 69 episodes. Kind of crazy.
That is insane.
Of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, and sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. I had to think about that for a second.
You sure about that one?
Well, what I was, you know, where I hesitated was the always, because you weren't in the, like, here for the last episode. That's where actually the hesitation was really about three words before that. Anyway, we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. We still don't have a bottle.
No, we have no bottle. We have water. Well, I have water. You have nothing.
I have nothing tonight.
You have nothing.
I could end up parched.
And you probably will be.
Oh. We're still watching the wine intake.
Yes.
Because of our weight loss goals.
Yep.
And that's just one way that we try to
minimize.
Try to minimize. So anyway, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Are you feeling like this is going to be the best episode ever?
Probably. Because I have an itch in my ear.
See, okay. These are the pre-production things we should be taking care of.
I didn't have it then.
Oh.
Just happens. Sometimes you don't know when you're going to itch your ear. it's not like a preemptive itch. That doesn't do anything.
Are those the type of wisdom things that you want to write down so that the kids can always remember?
Exactly. So many,
those pearls of wisdom.
Yes. You never know when you're going to have to itch your ear. There's nothing you can do about it. So anyways.
Is the ear different than any other?
See, now place? That we're talking about it, it itches even more. So we need to stop talking about it so it stops itching.
Well, I mean, it's your segment to kick this thing off, because we had no views from the couch last time.
We didn't.
You refused to record with John and Rob.
No, that's not true at all. I wasn't asked to record with John and Rob. I was asked to sit out. You didn't want my input, so.
Yeah, that one probably was not a Gretchen topic.
I probably would have fallen asleep.
And you said that it was because of Rob on Facebook.
Yeah,
so
clearly.
Poor Rob.
No. So, views from the couch. Well, I am happy to report, though, that I finally finished Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yay!
Finally finished. Thank goodness.
I feel like I needed like a victory drop of some sort. There.
I know. It was, the last season was painful. It was painful, but I got through it. I finished it, and I'm glad. Like, it was good. Like, it needed to end. Like, there's those shows where you're like, oh, really? And it's like, okay, yeah, you needed, you've ridden the mole women out as much as you could. It's time.
At what point? Was it in the last season that you
the
felt
last
like,
season,
like
yeah.
just you got to be done?
It's just got to be done. Like, they just, I feel like they were, searching for, I mean, there's searching for storylines. There's only so much you can say about how her not getting what the real world is like, because she's been living underground for, 20 years or so, how many years she was under there. So, but it was done. But I've started my Grace and Frankie up again. On my treadmill.
New season on that one.
Okay. So that is very good. I'm very excited to have that one going. It's been good. I'm only 2.5 episodes in. So they had the guest star on this last episode, though, was Nicole Richie. I thought that was kind of interesting. They get some good. She did a good job.
Is that the one that was on that show with Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
Many years ago? I don't remember what that was called.
The Simple Life. Yes. And she's Lionel Richie's adopted daughter.
If I would have known you were going to talk about Lionel Richie, I might have done like a hello.
I know, right?
Is it me you're searching for?
Me you're searching for. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah. So, she was on it. It was good. I'm happy it's back. So, I'm very... And, yeah. So, it's been 2 weeks of no views from the couch. On Real Housewife Beverly Hills, still puppy gate going on. Still talking about the darn dog that just won't go away. So nothing new there, except you watched a little bit of my Beverly Hills because you saw Denise Richards.
Yeah.
She got married.
Downers Grove. She's from here, basically. Yeah. I mean, we live 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So you saw her get married and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
she looks,
has an age.
She looks fantastic.
And I don't think we had this discussion. I don't know if she's had like any like. Plastic surgery at all. I don't know. I'm sure maybe like Botox or something like that, but I don't think she's had like facelifts or anything like that. I mean, she looks great, but she looks older great, you know, like a woman of her age, we would all aspire to look like.
I think that we're of similar age. I think she's pretty close in age to me. I think.
Probably. So
that's what the Google's for.
That's what the Google's for. So anyway, so she got married on the last Beverly Hills. Vanderpump is, Vanderpump Rules is good as always. And I don't know. I've been watching a lot of, My Good Girls is back. That's the one about the housewives that start stealing, they like hold up grocery stores and steal money to help pay for their lives, basically.
Does that one have Renata in it?
Who's Renata? I don't
know. She from Parks and Rec?
Oh, yes.
I love her.
Yes.
So
and the woman from Mad Men, the
I don't
Oh, she's
I didn't watch Mad Men.
Yeah, she's the really voluptuous
Willinda. The what?
Voluptuous? Voluptuous woman from Mad Men.
There was an extra M in there. That's pretty good.
From Mad Men. And the daughter from Parenthood that I'm, binge watching as well is in Good Girls as well. So they all come around.
Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
Mae Whitman, is that who?
That's got
Annie Marks, it says.
Yeah, that's the girl from
Parenthood. Retta. I think I said Renata.
Retta.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah, those three. They're great. It's a great show. For anyone looking for like a show, it's season 2, I want to say. I think it's season 2. It's very good. I very much enjoy it. It's funny. It's taken a turn. Just when you think you got it figured out, then something happens.
That's good. That's always entertaining.
Yep. And I'm loving my Parenthood. I'm still loving the Parenthood. I like almost don't want to watch some of my reality TV shows because I rather just binge watch Parenthood because I'm in season, almost the end of season 2 for that one as well. So
Denise Richards.
Yeah.
We are separated by about 20 days. She is slightly younger, born February 17th. So,
her wedding was good. She walked on the aisle to Metallica.
Well, why not?
I think everyone was like hoping that Charlie Sheen would make a cameo. Like, I guess she invited him to the wedding, but he decided not to show up. I guess I'm not sure, but still.
So apparently, Denise Richards at some point has admitted that she regrets her plastic surgery.
Oh, so she has it? Oh, probably her chest area, I would guess.
I don't know. That was, if you look at young Denise Richards, it was not exactly, but that could have happened when she was young.
I don't know.
I didn't look at the details.
What she had. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Still, it was pretty cool. It was a good wedding. Let's see. My Real Housewives Atlanta, I did not finish that today, and that was looking like it was going to be a good episode, but we were having internet issues all day long, so it was interrupting my TV watching. It slowed me down a good probably 2 hours.
Is this where you're cursing me for convincing you to cut the cord?
Yes, it is. Even though we had our issues with the regular cable as well, but I do curse you every once in a while on the cable, but yeah.
I'm sure there's many out there that curse me.
Yeah. So that's about it. No, nothing earth shattering on the reality TV or from the views from the couch, but I'm working my way through my parenthood, which I'm enjoying, and I haven't been on the treadmill too much. Now I'm going to have to adjust. My mornings will not be mine anymore unless I get up super early, probably, which I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really talked about the fact that I'm transitioning.
Yes.
In my workspace. So I leave town tomorrow morning.
You do.
For the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Get some training in. But yeah. I will still have time with the wine business.
Right.
But I'm heading back to logistics for a while.
Yes.
We're going to see how that goes.
Yeah. So we'll have to, I mean, you're going to have to adjust when you run as well.
Yes.
But I typically like going in the morning. I like getting it over with. And so you're like, well, why can't you just do it at lunchtime? Everyone, anyone and everyone. You work from home. Do it at lunchtime. Yeah. Every time, you know, over the summertime when I was training for, you know, the 5K, I would go, if I had to go out during lunch for whatever reason, my boss always called me during lunch. Like, it never failed. And, you know, I'd be trying to run and I'm answering my phone and she's like, why are you running? I'm like, because it's technically my lunch hour. I'm allowed to take a lunch, but sometimes that doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes she doesn't always get that. So I like to get it over with.
So don't answer the phone.
Yes, but you never know. It could be important. At the time, we were in the middle of something pretty, pretty important, so I kind of felt like I had to. Now I could probably. Everyone's on spring break in Atlanta right now, so. And the execs are all off to Amsterdam, I believe. So it should be a relatively quiet week.
What are the execs going to do in Amsterdam? Red light district only?
No, I don't think so. They were having a big...
you know, you can just go to Colorado to do some of that stuff now.
A big brouhaha for our customers in Amsterdam, so...
Got it.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, that should be a quiet week. So I'm going to have to figure out what I did. I mean, I used to get up, you know, 5:30 in the summertime. I would get up about 5:30 or so, 5 o'clock to go run when it was light out. So, I mean, I have it in me to do it. So I could get up. I could get up at, you know, 10 to 6, get on the treadmill for my half hour until I start officially training. I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I
Will
don't know.
I don't know.
Right. I don't know how I'm going to have to adjust. There's just too many unknown variables right now for the job. It's brand new. And, you know, I'm starting something with them that's brand new.
Yeah.
So there's really no rhyme or reason to what's going on right now. But for the next week, you know, I'm out of town. And
right. So I guess I just can't go on the treadmill.
Well, you can.
I will miss Grace and Frankie, though.
Well,
now that it's,
you
now
can
I have
go
a show,
on the treadmill.
Like, now that I have a show that I like to watch while I'm on there.
Nothing prohibiting you from getting on there.
But there is. My little brain.
Your complete lack of desire to do it.
Exactly. Complete lack of.
Well, as far as my views from your couch.
From my couch, yes. Because I feel like you watched a couple other things too with me.
Well, I usually just get aggravated. But we watched the latest This Is Us was so ripping emotional.
Yes.
With the story of Beth and...
Yes, and Randall.
Randall.
I know. And it's like, you like see both sides, right? You know, like he said to her when
Wait, let's not spoil anything.
Well, okay. I'll try not to. I don't think I will. So this is all a few. Like he said, you know, I'll run for office. You tell me when it's too hard and I'll stop, right? And she did that. She said stop. And he didn't. And it's kind of like, okay, you made this promise and then it just snowballed from there, right? And so like he's always said that he supports her. And she says that she's always giving in to him. But if you've always done that, like the entire relationship is always, you know, you've caved, then 20 years in, are you allowed to then be like get upset about it? I don't know. It's hard.
Sure. I mean, you're allowed to.
You're allowed
but
to
I
get
think,
upset.
I think
but...
what's so good about that show, and especially this particular storyline, mm-hmm. is it's super relatable to a lot of people. I mean, this stuff happens all the time. And the whole thing with... with Randall, it's, you know, about the timing. Like,
right.
I think basically it was like, look, I'm too far down the path, which, you know, you kind of get.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, what do you just sit on the sidelines?
Right.
And you're miserable. And it's very interesting. Yeah. So, I just found it to be so heart-wrenching because it's like happening every day.
Yes.
Somewhere, right?
Somewhere, yeah. This, you know, the marriage issues and right. stuff. And like, they're the couple that you just want. They look, they're so good, right? And right. we don't know. Like, you don't know what's happening. You know, they've glimpsed in future. They've, you know, come back and stuff. So we don't know what's going to happen. But it should be.
It's pretty crazy.
I think we have one more episode. Is it tomorrow is the season finale?
I don't know.
I think it might be.
Wow.
I think it might be, which will be difficult because you won't be here.
I won't be here. I will not be around.
This could be difficult.
Well, sorry.
You suck.
Stupid work.
Stupid work. Usually that's me.
And I have not, I kind of went back and watched, I've been watching Psych.
Yes, you have.
Which I love.
Yes.
I think that that's one of just the funniest shows.
Yeah.
I just love that show. And then the on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I've been watching the new season of, well, I tried to watch the new season of Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, I saw something about
that.
Which
is that. A Drew Barrymore and and Timothy Oliphant.
Okay.
And she basically turns into a zombie, like a flesh eater.
That's what, so I saw it come up on like the Netflix, like new season dropped, right? And it basically just said like her diet of eating people. It's
yes.
like, oh.
But they, it's really well done. And I think she's brilliant in it. So
I like Drew Barrymore.
It was, I really like the show. So I'm looking forward to being able to watch the rest of the season. But now my TV viewing will be curtailed.
Yes.
Majorly.
Majorly.
I won't be working out of the house as much.
I know. I get my house back.
You get your house back. Well, which I'm not exactly sure how I was in your way.
No,
but.
You weren't. Most of the time. No. Maybe I'll start working from the basement again, though.
Well, I never stopped you from doing that.
No, you didn't. My book club is...
Well, then, wait. Do we have to change the name of the segment then?
View from the recliner?
I mean, we already have a hashtag. No. I've got that on shirts,
you
know.
We have a couch down here. I could sit in the couch as well.
I don't know about that. You'd have to rearrange.
Yeah. But my book club is taking a different turn. We're no longer... We've given up on reading.
This literacy thing's a little much.
It's a little much. So we're doing a video, so like a Netflix or Amazon Prime, whichever one we decide. So we're starting a new Netflix movie called Manhunt, and it's about Bonnie and Clyde, but it's more about Clyde than Bonnie or something. So that's ours. So I got to watch the movie before our
Is that why it's called Manhunt?
I think so. Or, I mean, yeah. So yes, we have that coming. So that's my new, I got to watch that and take notes and get ready for my video club.
So what will you guys will discuss?
We're going to go out
that?
To dinner and then discuss the movie. And we figure everyone wants to watch a movie. Who wants to read a book? But I am doing like a book club with just one other, our friend Sherry. Her and I are doing a one-on-one book club. Because she always looks for someone to read with her.
Are you sure it's called Manhunt?
Pretty sure. Manhunter, man. Hmm. It's a new Netflix. It's about Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
Pretty sure it is. Something like that. I saw it on Netflix. The scroll. So, anyway. So, what about you and your training?
It's been going really well, actually. So, it's called The Highwaymen.
Oh.
I don't know where you got Manhunt, but it's called
either.
The Highwaymen.
Okay.
Does that have a Kevin Costner in it?
Yes, it has Kevin Costner in it.
Oh, look at that. Big time. So it's been kind of crazy because I had the little break and then after the marathon and then running was kind of difficult. And now all of a sudden, my running seems almost effortless again.
That's good.
So I've had some really good runs. Like my easy runs have been really easy. And I haven't started back to any speed work.
Okay.
Although I will. And then this last Sunday I did it on. I swapped my run days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, right.
So I did my long run on Sunday, and I had 1 mile easy, 5 at marathon pace, and then another mile easy. And I went out to a trail, which has got a little bit of rolling hills, and absolutely nailed it. And I have not been able to keep my marathon pace on a run for quite a long time. So I think there's a couple of things that happened. One, I think my fitness is really good coming off the marathon.
Yeah.
And then getting rest and then doing easy runs has allowed me to really kind of regain some of that strength.
Right.
The second thing is I've been doing so much more functional fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have been.
So push-ups, planks, and hips of death.
You love your hips of death.
They hurt. I kind of hate them. But I've figured out that they are really, really necessary. So all that back pain is gone. The hips aren't nearly as tight. I've gotten some resistance bands because I think I'm almost to the point now where I should start using them to get a little bit more going. And in the end, I think all that has allowed my body to loosen up so that, like, my stride isn't so stunted.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It's natural. I can get into a rhythm now where I'm actually having to really throttle back, slow down on my easy runs to get to the right pace. It's been difficult to slow down again, which I have not had that for a long time.
Right.
So it's really been fun to get out there and do these runs. Like, yeah. It's more
enjoyable. Well, the weather's getting better, too.
Yeah, except for the wind. I mean, just so much headwind. Today's run was just, I overdressed because I'm like, I don't want to deal with the wind.
Yeah.
So that was one thing.
Yeah, you did have like your jacket and stuff, but I felt like it was like it was close to 50 when I went to pick up Michaela.
Yeah, but the wind chill was like 36 because the wind is in your face at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And gusting to 30.
Yeah.
So that was the problem. So, and I've, you know, got a 5K, so I'm doing that with a friend, and it's really about them on that one. And then I've got the 50K in August, so it's really starting the cycle now,
right,
to get to the 50K. And because of that, Andy and I have talked, and, you know, to his credit, he could just say, look, I can figure this out,
right?
But to Andy's credit, he said, look, I'm not really a trail runner,
right?
I'm not an ultra runner.
Yeah, that's not his wheelhouse.
It's not in his wheelhouse. And so we decided that, you know, we would take a break on his coaching, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm ready to do that.
Yeah.
I think he's prepared me really well to understand these different kinds of workouts. Also, this week, as a parting gift, he gave me a speed workout that I'm pretty sure
it's kind of
we
like
should
a...
check my life insurance before I try it.
Well, him and I have talked, so it's all good.
It's pretty brutal. It's based on
it's a parting gift.
It is. It's based on a Steve Prefontaine, the famous Oregon runner, based on one of his crazy workouts. But it's 8x200 at repetition pace, 200 at interval pace, 200 meters.
Yeah.
So basically, I'll be running like 9:15 miles.
Okay.
That's for 2 miles.
For 2 miles? Oh, you could do that.
That would be like record time for me. Like, that's it's going to be pretty tough, right? and it's great, right? Like, I want to be challenged. So I'm looking forward to giving this a try. I'll be out of town when I try it. So that'll be interesting.
In Kentucky. And it's flat in Kentucky. So you should be fine.
Right. Real flat. But I looked at, you know, I'm looking at high school tracks to see if I could use one of those potentially.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm a little nervous.
Well, see, I asked you, you know, cause you've gone, like, I felt like once you got the coach going that they kind of motivated you to keep going with the running and, you know, you kind of felt, you know, you had, it's very similar to how I felt, like, give me a plan and I'll follow it. Cause I don't want to fail you, the person that put forth the plan. And I feel like you kind of had a similar thing, like that, you know, you had a coach and they put to force your runs and stuff and you felt like you had to do it. And so I asked you, I'm like, how are you going to feel now that you won't have someone downloading your workouts every week to you? Are you going to, you know, be okay to come up with your own and all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that's something that I got to think through. some more for sure. Mm-hmm. How that impacts me right now. Andy's still putting workouts in,
right?
Because we're still
you're still with him.
We're still together.
You're still together. You haven't broken up yet,
right? Well, the hard part is going to be understanding in those longer distances and kind of how it all plays together,
right?
I think for me, what's been harder is, or more difficult, is the fact that I don't have anything really other than that 50K on the schedule.
Right.
Like, I've not put in a goal race for the end of the year, mm-hmm. other than to just finish 50K in August. And normally I would come out of that hopefully doing well.
Yeah.
And then have a goal race later in October or early November.
Okay.
And I haven't put that on the calendar yet. And I don't know if I'm going to. I haven't decided. What'll be the trick is, can I continue to run if I don't have that carrot out there?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the answer is.
You go into retirement like Kevin.
Right. Kevin retires all the time. Kevin says that so much that it's lost all its meaning. The fun part, though, is when you're running well, you want to run. So right now, I know you don't understand that.
I don't understand that.
Right. But I just want to run because I'm doing really well. But I also want to add in more cross training. I want to add in more cycling, and I really do want to jump on the rower, and mm-hmm. I want to do more of that. I've got the functional fitness going, but now I'm looking for other cross training methods. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how it all goes.
We'll see. A lot of unknown for you in the next few weeks.
Right. Well, and I'm doing this without, like, I'm kind of stagnant on my weight.
Yeah.
So we'll see kind of as I concentrate more on weight loss.
Right. How that works.
How that works with everything. And, you know, the weight loss group, I think, is doing well.
Yeah.
You had that week two lull that you kind of expect. And, you know, hopefully we get some more momentum on weight loss. But we've been really concentrating, I think, as a group on your overall health.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, that's important.
You've got to lose weight probably if you're in the group. That's why you're there. But maybe it's only a few pounds and you really needed to figure out how to concentrate on everything. But, you know, it got me thinking about that allure of losing a ton of weight in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I almost fell in that trap again. Like, I was like, oh, I got to lose a bunch.
Right at the beginning.
And I've kind of tried to, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Tried to mitigate that now in my mind, mm-hmm. that it's really about health and inches and how the clothes fit and can I lose little bits at a time and then maintain it. I don't know why I was kind of back to that. I got to lose a ton.
Yeah. Well, I think because, you know, when we first went, you know, strict and, you know, we did the whole NSNG, we lost, well, you lost a lot of weight real fast up front, right? And so going, recommitting yourself to that, and you kind of just have this mentality, well, I did it before, so I can do it again. Well, no, you were a lot bigger back then, and so you don't have the same amount of weight to lose, and it's not going to happen.
Right.
So I think it's kind of like a wake-up call, like, oh, this isn't going to be as easy.
Well, the other, and I'm also not as, I'm not as willing to be that strict.
Yeah.
I'm relaxing once a week. And that makes it tough to lose consistently, but what I've learned to do is maintain.
Right.
And I had lost that. Mm-hmm. And so that's really big, too. And I think I'm going to have to make a decision at some point to be pretty strict again, to like lose, get past set, like a set point, which we probably should talk about set point theory soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get lower and then learn how to maintain that.
Right.
So you almost kind of have to stair step, right?
Yeah.
And plateau,
mm-hmm.
which is tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of ways to do it, right? My brother and I have been had a pretty long text conversation about calories in, calories out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he believes a calorie is a calorie is a calorie.
Right.
And I don't. And
right.
I used to. I just don't anymore. And, you know, he brought up the law of thermodynamics and, hey, why does that not apply? You know, how it's a law, right?
Right.
It's not a theory of thermodynamics.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the two are necessarily incongruent, and I've been thinking a lot about it lately.
Mm-hmm.
And what my brother is kind of assuming is that everybody burns every calorie the same.
No.
And that's
It's just, not true.
It's not true, right? So the way that I've been looking at it is we each have a furnace, like our body is a furnace, mm-hmm. right? So it burns and everybody's body burns at a different temperature.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And when you feed a material into a furnace, if you put a piece of paper into the furnace and it burns up real quickly, it's gone, right?
Okay.
If you put a piece of a cannonball into mm-hmm. a furnace mm-hmm. and it's on a conveyor going through it, you might only melt a little bit of that off. And now you've got a big, you know, still a pretty sizable cannonball left, right?
Right.
And, but some people's furnace burns so hot, it just melts the cannonball.
Right.
Right? Ours does not.
No.
And I think, unfortunately, about 2/3 of us that are overweight in this country don't burn the cannonball. Right. And different materials burn at different temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies just don't burn. You know, for us, unfortunately, sugar, right. refined sugar, I right. want to be clear on this, refined sugar
yes.
is a cannonball, right? It's this really dense metal uh-huh. that we can't melt.
Right.
And maybe we'll melt a little bit of it, but we can't melt the whole thing. So if I have a Snickers.
Yeah. Oh, Snickers.
A frozen Snickers.
Oh, the frozen ice, like the ice cream Snickers.
Oh, those too. Are great too. Okay, yeah, let's not go down this road. I'm salivating. Should have brought a drink. We can't burn fast enough. Our furnace doesn't burn fast enough to get all of that sugar to be gone.
Right.
Right? My brother's does.
Yeah.
Whether that's from nature or the fact that he's been running consistently.
Right. For so many years.
Or that he's able to eat one Snickers bar and then nothing else for 8 hours or whatever. The problem is that we don't all burn at the same rate.
Right.
The other issue is that most of us that have these weight problems, we can stop eating steak. We could stop eating chicken.
Yeah.
It is really difficult for us to stop eating pizza.
Yeah.
And get the same amount of calories, right?
Right, right.
So density of calories are another piece of that. So even if you believe in calories in, calories out, mm-hmm. right? Which in the end... He's not wrong. I mean,
yeah.
In the end, it is some sort of equation that way, right? But it depends on what it is and what the body is. And my big thing is we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Our furnaces are all different. The way that our body metabolizes things is different. And how I know this, how we can have food allergies in one person and not another, and then think that we all burn every right. food group the same way just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So that's where my mind has been changed. My brother's isn't.
Yeah.
And great. But it works for him.
Right.
And so what happens, I think, is you get this kind of view with blinders. Mm-hmm. It works for me. How does it not work for you?
Right.
Like you're just not doing it right then.
Yeah.
You know, you're not burning enough. You're eating more than you think.
Yeah.
And it's not true. I have tracked where I eat.
Yeah.
Whatever I want, and I stop at 1,800 calories, and I gain weight. It's happened.
Yep.
Now, I don't gain a lot.
No.
And my body adjusts, and it mitigates, right? And I stop gaining that weight, mm-hmm. but I can't lose. And I don't want to eat 1,800 calories of junk my entire life, right?
No, you don't feel good.
Right. So it got me thinking really a lot about this, and I actually was talking with John Harris from mm-hmm. Endurance for Everyone about this, too, and people in the group may have seen we've started using the hashtag NPF.
Okay.
And I've actually really changed my mind on no sugar, no grains.
Oh.
I say no processed food.
Okay.
That's going to eliminate most grains.
Yep.
Because I don't know what grain you're eating that isn't processed. Even even whole grains, I'm pretty sure you can't just pick wheat out of a field and eat it and digest it. Okay. I think you're going to have a stomach ache, right?
Right.
So there, even with whole grains, I think that there's
some processing.
There, something has to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you're going to have like whole oats and you're going to cold soak it and do all that stuff, that overnight oatmeal, it's probably much better for you than grabbing the instant Quaker
stuff.
Right. No matter what, I think we can all agree on a couple of things. And one of them is if we eat real food,
yeah,
not processed food,
yeah,
we're better off.
One would think so. I think everyone. Right? I think that would be
I think
a
we
fair,
can all agree on that.
A fair assumption, yes.
So in where I've changed my mind is when you say no sugar, no grains, people are like, well, I couldn't do that. Okay, I get it, right? Because it sounds like you can't eat fruit. And the most ardent keto people,
don't
NSNG
yeah.
people, Vinnie Tortorich, you know, disciples,
right.
don't eat fruit.
Right.
I can't believe that fruit's the problem. I don't know anybody who's been fat because they ate too much fruit.
Right.
Fruit has fiber. It has other ways to help you digest. It has vitamins. Yeah. It's a natural food.
Yeah.
I think that you shouldn't eat too much of it.
You shouldn't put like the sugar and the honey on top of it to make it even better. Like you shouldn't do that.
Right.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
Right. But even like honey.
Honey.
I would rather somebody eats honey.
Right. We've done that before.
Than granulated sugar.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't just pick up a sugar cane and start gnawing on it, right? That's got to be processed.
Right. Yeah, I would think so.
You can grab a honeycomb.
Right.
Winnie the Pooh taught us.
Yes, he did.
And just eat it.
Just watch out for the bees.
You do have to watch for the bees. But this is kind of the evolution of my thought process, and I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that we do okay on veggies.
Yeah.
But I think if you eat more vegetables, you're probably better off in life.
Yeah.
I don't think that you should only eat vegetables personally, but if that's what you want to do, have at it.
Yes. More meat for us.
Right. I like some balance on there. But yeah, so I don't know if like you're with me on understanding this. Could I still don't want to go back to eating pasta, right? That's
right.
Processed.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't really see much of a change, really. I mean,
not for the way that we think.
No.
But the hashtag of no sugar, no grains
right.
makes it exclusive.
Okay.
Right? Like you're excluding a lot in that. And it sounds like you're excluding fruit because fruit's sugar, right? So I just wanted to kind of change the mindset for
Got
myself.
It.
So you're going to see for me a lot more hashtag NPF, no processed food.
I can get behind that. I'm good with that.
And by none, I mean really cut back. Because the donuts that I
the
ate
donut that
on
you
Sunday
ate. Yes.
were blame, processed.
Blame Michaela for that.
I need to stop that habit, though.
I'm fine with stopping it. You don't need to get me. I'm fine with you just getting me my coffee. No need to.
Yes, I will get the cold brew still.
Yes. No need to get me. I always feel like I should just eat it because you got it for me. It was so sweet. So then I eat it. But I don't need to eat it. I have no. It's perfectly fine.
You can blame me all you want.
I do.
That's all good.
It's fine.
I chose to eat it. I knew what I was going
to
do.
Well, I mean, I chose to eat it.
I choose to eat it.
I'm just saying you don't have to get it for me. Like if it wasn't there, if you hadn't gotten me one, I would have been like, damn it. Why didn't you get me a donut? I'd be like, oh, thank God you didn't get me a donut. Now I don't have to eat it.
I'll cut out donuts for us.
Yeah.
Then
I don't think we need it.
There are still certain things that I'm probably going to eat
right.
every once in a while. I just don't need to eat them as often as I do.
Yeah.
And I'm still good, I don't know, 70% of the time, I would say, right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even 75. That helps me maintain. I'll
I
go up
I'm
a little
better.
Bit, but I'll come down. No, I think you are better.
I think
you,
I'm better.
You
than
are
that.
Better than me in many ways.
I did have, we went to our friend's birthday party, and I did have a few chips and guac. But I didn't have the tortilla shell for the tacos. I made myself a little bowl.
I did.
So I feel
I
like...
I was really hungry.
See, and I was okay. So I don't want to have for lunch that day.
Well, that's good.
I don't remember.
Food shouldn't be that important that we can remember everything.
I don't remember. Hmm. Anyways.
So anyway, that's just how I'm thinking about it.
I think that's,
so,
that's a good way of thinking about it. Right. I'm good with that.
We had a review.
Stop.
Yep. So we are up to 40 ratings.
Woohoo! I like a good round number.
39 of them are 5-star, 1 3-star. I don't know how a podcast with 17 listeners has 40 ratings. I don't know how you people do it.
Why do we have a 3-star?
Remember?
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that's right.
Long time ago.
That's right.
So this one is from AWW2288. Headline, great podcast, !!!
Wow.
A refreshing, uplifting, easy listening podcast geared for the beginning athlete. Exclamation point. Pete and Gretchen share their experiences on weight loss, training, and race reports while being normal people.
No.
Triple exclamation point.
We're not normal.
That is really sweet.
That's very sweet.
We really appreciate that. Yeah. AWW2288.
I know.
And if somehow we have more listeners than I think.
More than 17 people.
It's not really hard to give us a rating or review on the Apple podcast. So
AWW228 just proved it.
2288.
2288.
Yeah. 228. See, you could just make up usernames.
No.
We won't even know who you are.
It's all me.
No, I'm saying in general, though. Oh, I mean, you know, that's not like somebody's name. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that's fantastic.
Awesome. We love reviews.
I haven't been called normal in quite a while.
No, that's a new one. It's a new one for sure.
After the Fat Boys quote to open the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe there won't be any more normal, at least for me.
They'll say, not so much.
The Abby normal.
Have you found a race for me yet?
I didn't know I was looking for one.
Yes, you were. We talk about it every time. You're supposed to find me a race, a 10K.
When?
I told you when the Nebraska.
Well, do you want it after that?
Yes.
Before that?
No, after that.
So after September 15th or something?
Yes.
And what's the cutoff? Like between September 15th and
September 16th, I would say.
That's what I was afraid of.
Like the first week of October, I would say. First couple weeks of October, I would say.
Ooh, all right. I guess I will get on that.
Yes, please do.
Now I have more homework.
Now you have more homework. So the next time we record, we can say, okay, this is going to be my race.
All right. Is Andy prepared?
I don't think Andy can ever be prepared for training me. Let's be real here.
He'll have more time on his hands now with me out of the way.
I'm just afraid of how long he's going to tell me I'm going to have to gear up for this. I'm going to let him tell me what he thinks. Like how many weeks I should.
A lot. A lot more than the
seven?
Six that
a
you
seven.
Want.
I did seven last time.
Hmm. Well, you can do seven again.
Yeah.
It just might hurt.
I'm trying not to get hurt. I'm curious to see how long he thinks, knowing who I am and how I am. How long?
Are there any cross-training things that you think might help you, like biking or
I like
rowing?
Doing all that stuff. Yeah, sure. I do all that.
So maybe one less run a week and add in more cross-training. Would that be more entertaining for you?
I don't know about that.
Still exercise.
Exercise.
So really, physical movement is the problem.
Movement is, it's so overrated.
So if Andy could figure out, so there's these whole couch to 5K things, which
right.
is more or less what he
what
did
I
for
did.
You,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Couch to 10K.
Yeah.
Right?
But I don't feel like I'm better than I was, right? You don't lose that. It's still there. Could I go out and run a mile? I think I could. Would I hurt afterwards? No, I don't think I can. I don't think I would. I still think it's there. It's like there's some muscle memory is in me that just needs to be awoken again.
You eventually do lose fitness.
Yeah, but I don't think I have. Okay. I think you don't give me enough credit for my fitness that doesn't go away.
Or you give yourself too much credit.
No.
It could be too.
I don't think so. I think it's still in me. It's there.
So if Andy could figure out a way to train you.
Yeah. Where I don't have to actually work out.
Couch to 10K. Front, on the couch.
On the couch.
That's really. I mean, he could become a millionaire.
That's a million-dollar idea right there.
Andy, I want to cut when you figure out how to do this.
Million-dollar idea.
Well, you know, you can always go out and run a mile and figure out if that's true or not. I mean, I know. You're going to do it while I'm out of town, can't see you, and you're going to tell me it was fantastic.
It was
no
awesome.
Matter what.
Awesome.
And you can't wait to do it again.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. See you back.
All right, Sheldon. As Flash.
Flash. I got it. I was there. I was there with you. I knew where you were going. Anyways, okay.
All right, so I'm looking for a race.
Yes, you're looking for my race.
And that's going to... Make sure that it's the right time. So I got a very few weeks to look in.
Yeah. I mean, if we have to do it before September 15th, that's fine too.
I'm okay. No, I'm all right waiting because we've got that cruise in there too, right. And
yeah.
Stuff. So
you got your 50K in there.
Yeah, which I don't think. I mean, you're not going up to that, so.
Oh, I thought I was going up for that.
I don't know why you would.
Because
it's on a trail.
I know, but how are you going to get home?
I'm going to drive.
Yeah, I don't really think that's a good idea.
Why not?
I don't know. I was planning on going. I don't know. I think that would make me nervous.
Look, if you want to go hang out, that's fine. I wouldn't bring the kid. Not to this environment.
Why?
I don't see a
tent. Isn't it a hotel?
No.
Aren't we staying in a hotel?
No, I'm going to drive up there and I'm going to do the race and I'm going to drive home. It's just Wisconsin.
I don't see you driving at the border. After 50K, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really see that being a good idea.
Look, I'm not running like I did the marathon.
I know.
At least I don't think so. I'm gonna be pretty.
All right.
There's an 11-hour cutoff. I plan to get my money's worth.
We'll have to discuss this.
Not on air. We are transparent.
I know.
Maybe too transparent.
I don't know. I just feel like that's not a good idea.
If you want to come up, I'm fine with that. But right. I really don't want Michaela out there for that many hours. And it's not exactly family friendly, like 4-year-old friendly environment. I mean, there's going to be a lot of fun and swearing and hugging. She would hug everybody.
She would hug everybody. She'd be a great encourager.
Scott, my daughter's going to hug every finisher. How, is that okay? There's a lot of races going on, right? They've got a 100-miler, a 100K, a 50-miler, a 50K, a marathon, and a half marathon.
I'm just concerned about you driving
Not
home.
A 10K, unfortunately.
Oh, darn it. I'm just concerned about you driving home. That's all. I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, I'm not, so.
I am.
It is summer, though. Nice and warm.
I know. Oh, we'll see.
Just find a way to not have Michaela with and come on up. You'll have fun. Those people, there's going to be a lot of fun people up there for sure. So I would appreciate the support. And so would Dave.
Yep, that's true.
All right.
Okay.
So I think that now I've got my marching orders.
You have your homework. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I have to mentally prepare for this. I need a date.
Wow. I feel like we've rambled a lot this episode.
I know, right?
Or especially me.
Sorry.
All right. Well, let's thank patrons then.
Yes.
Amy, John, Christine, Rob, Linda, Julie. We really appreciate everything that you guys do. It really helps keep us on track with the podcast, 69 episodes strong. If you want to become a patron, check out the Podbean site. I think it's just podbean.com/Fatman Chronicles. Just look us up on Podbean. That's where the patron thing is. Go to fatmanchronicles.com. Subscribe if you want to read the blog. I am still...
You're doing it.
I'm on the streak. I'm way behind the books.
Well, you'll be traveling. You'll have nothing else to do but read.
Nothing but read. It's not... You know, the new job, like, don't worry about that.
No,
you don't have to learn anything.
You'll be fine.
So I like... But I do like blogging. I think at least 4 people are reading that now. So that's pretty good.
That's good.
So there was, like, I have a thing where you have to request, like, you can't just subscribe.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody must have done, like, 5,000, like, a denial of service thing. Like, there's 5,000 requests. I had to go through and delete. And then I was just deleting, like, pages and pages, and I think I deleted somebody that actually was subscribed.
Oops.
So, just my apologies.
Just again.
Down to 3. But it's fun. I enjoy it. So if you want to keep up with that, you can do it. And let's wrap it up then.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you for listening to episode 69 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. Find us on the social media at Fat Man Stories or facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. Like we said, leave us an iTunes rating or review. Please subscribe. Maybe share it with somebody you marginally like. And that'll be great. But that's about it for this episode. Everyone, get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now